up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Happy 200!
Yeah, this is our 200th episode. Only feels like, 198 tops. So next, we've got Peter. Pete, how you doing this weekend?
I'm doing great. And for our 200th, I'm not going to tell a joke, bad joke.
Ha! So you know the jokes? And we've also got Steve. Steve, how are you tonight?
I'm glad to be here. Happy 200th.
Yeah, it's been a trip, and we've got a couple guests popping in with us, and we're going to do some trivia, and it's going to be a fun show. So, and speaking of one of those guests, one of the ones who was with us from the who's been with us from the beginning, back even when we did a mouth quiz, is Gina. Gina, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, I'm at Disneyland. I'm going to 90s night, but I just want to say happy 200th, and I'll be back with you guys next week. I'll be back with you guys next week.
I'm so happy 200th.
Oh, thanks, Sheena. If you have better service, we'd keep you, but...
guys, we're too jealous of you to keep you on.
I know.
Pretty much. Guys, if you're not already, please like, subscribe, share. We've got some fun shows coming up, and that way you can go back and, revisit some of our past shows, because we've got some real good ones back there, too. But this week, we watched The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. This is the 1977 compilation film of Winnie the Pooh and the Blustery Day, Winnie Pooh and the Honey Tree, and Winnie the Pooh and Tigger 2. So... we put in the Honey Tree is the one where he gets stuck in Rabbit's house. The Blustery Day is the Heffalump and Woozles and the water scene. Basically, for Blustery Day, think the ride at Disney World. And for Tigger 2, Tigger, that's where Tigger has been doing too much bouncing. So... we're going to start off with some trivia this week. I've got some questions here for Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. And how we're going to work this is I'll pop them up on screen. And guys, if you're out there watching, let us know. Send us some comments so you make sure you guys are participating too. So the first question is, who wrote the Winnie the Pooh books? It is not P.L. Travers, I can tell you that, but it is mentioned in Saving Mr. Banks. It's also on the screen at the beginning of the movie. It's not
E. Do we have to get the spelling right?
No, as long as I know what you're... it's going to be like if I'm teaching. As long as I know what you're supposed to be, you're going to be fine. It's not T.S. Eliot. It's not E.E. Cummings.
Stop giving away all the ones that it's not.
It's not J.K. Rowling?
It's not J.K. Rowling either. Trust me, it's not J.K. Rowling. So
it's not me.
Who wrote? Okay. I need okay. What are you guys? I wrote down Steve. Who wrote the Winnie the Pooh books? We have A.A. Milne, yes. I think it is Alexander Allan Milne.
Oh, I didn't know that it stood for something. I just thought their name was A.
You just thought his name was A, huh? I thought it was funny that his name is actually Al Milne.
Yeah. Yeah. Alan Alexander. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So that's 1 point each. So good start. Next. What color is the bow on Eeyore's tail?
Ooh.
Get into a little bit more details, but it's a detail that's out there enough that people should know this.
I think I know it.
I think I know it, but now I'm second guessing myself.
Is it? I'm guessing 8 to 9 of these correct, and most people should be able to get. So we've got colors of the bow on Eeyore's tail. What are our guesses? And we've got pink, pink, and pink. The bow is in fact pink. In most of them, there is, I think the one with him where it's his birthday, I think it may actually be purple a little bit of the time. Yeah. But that one was done later and is not part of this set. So next, we have got, what name does Pooh live under?
Oh, shoot.
And this is one of the ones I'm not sure you were going to get.
Okay, hang on. I got to think.
I don't have to put the letters backwards, do I?
No, you don't.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. I know this because I thought it was so funny in the show when he was like, but I go by Pooh. Like, I live under this.
I think I have it right.
Which means the name was above the door and Pooh lived under it.
I know. Don't say the answer yet. Hang on.
Gonna be waiting.
I know.
Think.
I think I'm wrong.
And it's not Steve.
Okay. No, it's not Steve. Okay, what are our guesses? Kate, what you got?
Is it William? Sanders. I knew that.
In gold above the name. And that is actually from the books.
Yeah, I should have known that. I'm disappointed in myself. I should have known that.
That is from the Winnie the Pooh and the Honey Tree one, which was the first one that came out, I believe, in 1967, and was the last piece of animation, of feature animation, that Walt actually personally oversaw, was the Winnie the Pooh and the Honey Tree.
My pen is so disappointed in me that it stopped working.
Yeah.
So I don't think this falls under trivia. But, I know it doesn't, but it was I read that, like, Walt was thought of it originally as a feature, but then he thought because nobody in America knew it, he would do the shorts first. So it's hard to realize that really America knows this because of the Walt Disney, not because of the original A.A. Milne books. So,
yeah. And the connection with Walt, there's a question coming up, and then I'll give you a piece of trivia about Walt and this. So our next question is, finish the line. Tut, tut.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of wish that we had used this at Disney. Like, when I was friends with Winnie the Pooh, I wish that this should have been like a signal to go inside.
It should
I'm
have.
Upset that it wasn't.
It wasn't the signal?
No, and I'm upset that it wasn't.
And I will say, my family still uses this anytime that the last part of the line is true. So, Kate.
I don't know what it is.
Tut, tut.
Looks like rain.
Looks like rain.
I did not get
it. Tut, tut. Looks like rain.
I said, time for bed.
No.
Pink, pink.
Yeah. And my family's even to the point, we'll just say tut. Like, if there's clouds gathering, we'll just kind of go tut, tut. And we know that we got to get ready.
Looks like rain.
Okay, next is, whose door is Pooh stuck in? I have said this already on the show, so you better get this one correct.
Do you need the full name?
I think a one-word answer is
fine. Answer is fine.
Okay.
The full name.
Yeah. You have to be, when you work at Disney World, you can't just say this word because there's several. So you have to have a definitive.
Oh, you have to tell us when we have to answer.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know what that would be.
I don't either, because I think it's actually fictional. So whose door is Pooh stuck in?
Rabbit.
Okay, Kate, what is his full name?
Yellow Rabbit. He's what? Yellow Rabbit.
Oh.
As opposed to like the White Rabbit from Alice in Wonderland. He's the Yellow Rabbit.
Well, in the story, his name is truly just Rabbit.
Rabbit.
But the one where he is painting the moose on whose backside he giggles was Walt's favorite piece of animation from this. So, because then you notice it cuts to Pooh's face and he has the same silly, crinkled smile on his face.
I don't think I ever realized that he was making a moose. I thought he was drawing a picture of Pooh.
Oh, Pooh, you ruined my moose.
Oh, I missed that.
So, okay. Next, who is not in the book? Because he actually truly isn't in the book.
I know this one.
And he says it multiple times. I'm not in the book.
What? Oh, God, what's his name?
And we have seen a character that he was basically like and kind of taken from in another movie we've watched on this show.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Who do we have?
Is it the gopher?
It is Gopher. Yes.
Yeah.
Because he is not in the book.
He's on the love boat instead.
He is a creation of the Disney company. He's taken from the Beaver and Lady and the Tramp.
It's so, the same. Okay.
Well, I'll wait to
say that same whistle, so. Right?
I'll wait to say this until after we're done, just in case it's a trivia question.
Okay. Next, we have, I think everyone has gotten 5 out of 6 so far.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Next is, whose house does Eeyore find for Owl?
Well, I was thinking I already had that, but I don't.
We have not had this one yet. We talked about it a little off screen, but we've never actually had this person's house named.
Nope.
So, okay. Whose house is it?
Piglet.
It is Piglet's house, yes. Who had 2 different people do his voices in this movie.
Whoa.
In Winnie the Pooh and the Honey Tree, it's actually Clint Howard. Ron Howard's little brother, the bald guy who's from Waterboy. He's in Apollo 13. He's basically in any of Ron Howard's movies. He is in it. You would recognize a picture of him. And then...
Wait, does he voice 2 different things in this?
He also does Roo in...
Okay.
I think one of the first... I think... The second one, maybe.
So he did Roo. He did Roo in this movie because I looked it up because the voice of Roo sounds so much like one of the 3 cats from the Aristocats. And so I was like, is this the same person? And he has been in so much stuff. But now that I know that he's Ron Howard's brother, that makes it make sense.
Yeah. So, okay. Who de-trees Tigger? Who gets Tigger out of the tree?
I can't spell it though. I think I spelled it wrong.
There's a whole group that does.
Wrong.
No.
Hold on, I gotta think then. Because I thought. Oh!
I'm feeling like I'm playing the match game. Ding. My answer's
yeah.
Okay.
And who de-trees Tigger?
The narrator. I had Roo at first, but then I scrabbled through.
I couldn't spell it, but...
Yeah. The narrator. I love that break the fourth wall part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. We got 3 more left.
Okay.
Okay. Next is, who wrote the songs?
Ooh, I know this one.
Oh,
yeah.
No. I feel like this isn't going to be right.
I could give a hint, but I won't.
I feel like this isn't going to be right, but it's a guess. Oh. For those following along at home, it is not Alan Menken.
No, it is not Alan Menken.
Or Elton John.
Or Elton John.
Or Tim Rice.
Nope. Or Tim Rice. Hey,
who is it, guys?
Is it the Sherman Brothers?
It is.
I got it right.
It's a small world.
I got it right.
This was in the height of their Disney time. So they did all of the different songs in it. Okay, we got two more to go.
Okay.
So we've got, name at least one other Disney movie with the voice of Pooh in it.
As in the voice actor?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
I know there's a lot of them. I'm going easy for some members of the crew. If I say it, okay, I'll tell you it's Sterling Holloway.
Yeah, that doesn't help me. I mean, it does.
There are.
I don't. Have we watched a movie? Have we watched one of them on the platoon?
Several.
Okay.
I get this one wrong. I'm taking a guess.
Hold on. Give me 1 second.
I can give you a couple of seconds.
I know. Okay.
I know. I know at least a couple, but.
Okay. And at least one of them, he's actually the narrator.
I don't think I'm right at all. I think I'm in the right genre, but I don't think I'm right.
Okay. Kate, who? What you got?
Well, I said the Rescuers / the Aristocats.
You're half right.
He's in the Aristocats.
Okay, I wrote the Rescuers down first, so we'll say I didn't get.
He's the mouse in the Aristocats.
Okay.
Roquefort.
Okay.
I wrote the Rescuers down first, so we'll say.
What have you got?
I have the Jungle Book.
He is Ka in the Jungle Book.
Is Ka the snake?
Yes. Dave, yes. What you got?
Fox and the Hound.
Ooh. Pete, can you do a little fact checking on that one for me?
I will check. Let's see.
That's actually not
one. I'm already on it.
He also narrated Mickey and the Beanstalk. He narrated Peter and the Wolf. Was actually the first thing he did for Disney was Peter and the Wolf. Wow. Let's see. He did not
do Fox and the Hound.
I did not think so.
I'm a hound dog. Don't ever make us watch that movie. I'll boycott.
No.
I'll boycott.
I don't.
Why would we do that to ourselves?
They're probably not, like, I would watch Old Yeller before I'd watch that.
Oof.
And I'm not going to watch Old Yeller.
Yeah. Sorry.
He was also the Cheshire Cat.
Oh, was he really?
Yes.
Interesting.
So next, we got one more left.
Okay.
And this one's a little outside the box, but I think you three will definitely get it.
Okay.
Try me.
What was originally in the Pooh ride space at Disney World?
Oh.
Yeah, and Steve and Pete know this one, I know. Kate's probably not old enough.
This is before my time.
But there's still there's two clues in Magic Kingdom.
Oh, never mind. I have a guess.
I think this is right. No, wait.
It's one of the things that made me want to go to Disneyland. How's that for a hint?
It's a hint.
Now I know.
That's a big hint.
No. I'm getting confused with Disneyland.
Okay. Kate?
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
It is Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. What is it? Steve, what is it at Disneyland?
The Country Bears.
It's the Country Bears, yeah.
It's the Country Bear Jamboree.
That's why I was getting confused.
And at Wild Disney World, in the owl's house that you go through that's breaking up, you look off to the side, there is a picture of Toad handing Owl the deed to the area.
Yep. Well, and in
Haunted Mansion, there's a
Haunted Mansion. There's a gravestone in the Pete's
Cemetery. And they moved him way down. He used to be way in the back. He almost could. It was hard to find. Now they moved him up close.
And at Disneyland,
yes,
the three heads are actually, if you turn around at one point, the three heads are up.
Yeah, and that's the coolest thing, because it's in the last room. And if you're not looking in the right spot, you will never know they're there. But if you turn around, there's these three giant heads mounted on the wall.
Yeah. I will say the Disneyland ride is terrible. It's not as good as the Magic. That is one of the rides that is not as good as it is at Magic Kingdom.
I would agree.
We have to let you in sometimes.
For two reasons. One, it tells the story out of order.
Yep.
And two, all you do is one motion. You just do the floating boat motion the entire ride. As opposed to bouncing with Tigger, then floating, then driving. It's not as good. Now, did you know the voice of Tigger in this, actually the last thing he recorded right before he died was the voice for the Winnie the Pooh attraction for Tigger. That is the original voice of Tigger.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, Kate, how'd you do?
I got two wrong. I got the Rescuers and Sanders, which I should have known. I'm mad at myself that I got that wrong.
Steve, you got 10, didn't you?
I got 9.
You got 9? Yeah. You get 9?
I think I had 10.
No, you didn't get tut tut looks like rain.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get all 11.
I think you missed one other one.
What?
Wow, Kate.
Maybe I did. I might have.
Yeah, I missed tut tut and I missed the other Disney movie.
Yeah, P, you only missed one. You were right.
Okay.
Yeah, Time for Bed was my wrong one.
Yeah, that's time for it. Guys, we've actually got a guest ready to join us. We've got, from the original platoon, Sam. Sam, good to see you.
It's so great to see you guys.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice.
Thank you for letting me pop in, you all. I am so happy to be here to congratulate you all on 200 episodes.
200.
Do you guys remember we started this thing? I looked at the back in the calendar. It was our first show was March 17th, 2021. So 4 years ago in just like less than 2 weeks. That's and it's like crazy. Amazing. Yeah. And I'm just so proud of you all. And I'm so thankful that you all invited me to pop in and say hi and congratulate you all. It's like just lovely to see all of you.
Yeah, well, thanks. Sam. Oh, go ahead, Derek.
No.
Sam, tell us, for everybody who's listening, tell us how the DCL Duo podcast is doing.
Oh my goodness. It's been, we've been going now for 5 years. We're about to start season 6 very soon in like 2 weeks. And we're at 500 episodes, you guys. Yeah, actually over 500 episodes. We're like, but we do, you know, 2 episodes a week and occasionally do additional episodes, you know, bonus content beyond that. And, you know, we do a live show and we do a recorded show. And so it's been very busy, very crazy, but but it's going great. And it's like I said, I mean, it's so lovely to see you all.
You look amazing. I miss you.
Oh, I missed you too. I know poor Kate's the only girl left.
And Sam, as you know, you have a standing invite anytime you want to crash the party.
You are so sweet.
You do.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to make some guest appearances here and there. I wish I how much I love you guys. And I wish that I could have stayed as a permanent member of the team. But it's just
life happens, girl. Life is good.
Right. Exactly. This schedules and with the other podcast and doing so many shows. And like I said, one live show a week and one record. In fact, I literally just got off a recording with Brian and with a guest before popping on here that had been scheduled and rescheduled already. So I couldn't reschedule it again. So anyway, sorry to be late, but wanted to say hi. And I didn't watch Winnie the Pooh, so I can't give any reviews.
It's okay.
It's okay. The last 45 seconds will make you cry, so don't do it.
I may have seen it a long, long time ago. I don't know, but anyway, and I would be terrible at trivia, especially.
Well, he just got done with the trivia, and
I got done.
He would have done better than you think he would have done.
I lie.
We all did very well, I think.
Oh yes. Yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
Easy questions. So you gotta play to certain members of the audience, make them feel good.
I love it. I love it. Well, anyway, I just, like I said, I just wanted to pop in and say hi and congratulate you all. What a milestone, and lovely to see you all. I'm going to hop out of the stream, but I'm going to jump on and watch you all while I eat some dinner because I haven't had a chance to do that yet. But again, congratulations.
We love you, Sam.
Love you guys.
Bye, Sam.
Thanks for coming on, Sam.
Oh, that made my heart so happy.
But here's the good thing. Even though Sam had left us, that's how we got Steve, because we needed a new computer.
That is how we got Steve.
And we got another awesome host instead. So
now I'm glad to be here.
Doing this without Steve.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, so it was sad that Sam left, but you take the happy with the sad, and you get Steve joining us. And
take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
Yeah, there you go.
I will never forget you.
You take the good, you take the bad, too.
Okay. Yeah, it's getting to that time of evening. So, okay. Now, let's actually talk about Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. This was the first compilation film that Disney had done since the 40s, since before Cinderella, which we talked about last week. I'm curious, does this work as a feature film? Does it hold together as a feature film? And Pete, I'm going to go with you on this one to start.
I think it does hold together as a feature film. It's very episodic. I mean, you can certainly tell, it's not hard to believe that it was pieced together from individual stories, but I think they did it in a way that it didn't feel like three completely independent stories. It felt more like an anthology story and it even kind of felt like there were more than three. Because some of the stories, like the Blustery Day one, then went into the the dream, or the flood and the dream and everything. So that story. I thought it flowed really well, that it still worked. I kind of felt like the last one, the animation got a little better, though. That was the only difference that I noticed.
Different. I don't know that it necessarily was better.
Well, different. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what do you think? You think, Steve?
I agree with you. I liked how they used sort of the chapter book to tie the story together, like going on to the next chapter. I felt like when it's done, it didn't feel like it was like separate episodes. It just flowed nicely. So I enjoyed it.
I personally think it should have stayed as separate shorts, just because it got, for an hour and 10, hour and 11 minutes, there were sections of it that ran along. So, like, I'm sorry, Heffalumps and Wizzles is too long. it's too long. Like, Pink Elephants on Parade is too long.
Oh, I don't think it's as bad as Pink Elephants on Parade, but...
But I get why they did it. I mean, it feels like, it doesn't quite feel like direct-to-video. Now, some of the later, the one with the episode with Pooh Sticks and Eeyore's birthday, that definitely feels like it was an add-on at one point, because it was. That was not in this set. But working as a feature film, I can see why it was probably more popular as the shorts. So... Kate, anything to add, or
just a little? I liked it as a full length. Were there parts where I was like, okay, how much is left? Like, how much more is left in this movie? Absolutely. But the humor in this movie, I feel like, stands the test of time. The humor, just like I feel like the humor in the 2014 movie, whenever 2013,
the one with the bat, the Baxton,
yeah. Yes, because that shiz is so funny. And like this one, when I was like, oh, it says wool, it's owl, like, just and the trespassers will,
short for trespassers William, yeah,
yeah, like that is so creative. And having it with the narrator and the, you're right, with the pages, and where it was like, we're jumping from, I can't remember the exact quote, but it was something like, all the way from page 128 to page 186 and something, something, something. That's so creative.
Story. Yes.
And it worked. And I kept catching myself going, man, they could have put this movie out today and it wouldn't be like dated. It would, in my opinion, it would hold up. Yes, there are things that are like, meh, but it's just creative, and it, in my opinion, it holds up. So I really enjoyed this movie. I liked it as a feature film. I could see, if I ever had kids one day, showing this movie to my kids.
Especially the fact it was like 60s and 70s. Movies of that time feel so much of that time. You know, I mean, like, even think about like
101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, or like in the Jungle Book, don't they have like four vultures dressed as the Beatles or something like that? That like there was so much that was very dated of that era. And yeah, I agree with what you're saying there, Kate. And I didn't think about it while watching it, but it definitely feels timeless.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, literally, to joke in when he puts in ticker two after he bounces poo and says, aren't you the one with stuff and fluff? Yeah, you're sitting on it. Yeah, it's comfy too. So that joke made me and my 16-year-old son laugh out loud. So, okay. Hard question coming up for you guys. What's the best song? What's the best song in the movie? Steve, I'm going to let you start.
The Tigger song. I don't know the full name of it, but that's the one that caught me like humming along, saying the words, because I've heard it so many times.
I'm pretty sure it's called The Wonderful Thing About Tiggers.
Wonderful Thing About Tiggers, yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's just catchy.
Now, I'll say I prefer this. There are verses to it that you get in, like the Tigger movie and such, and it's
Well, get something about this one. Yeah, that's one that sticks out, and it's just it's very hummable. It's very catchy.
I'm gonna do, for me, it's the Pooh's Exercise song. The one talk about a body positivity song. I'm short, fat, and proud of that. Yeah. Speaking poundage wise, I mean, it's just I love that. Is every larger person exercising that thinks they need to exercise but doesn't really care. So, Kate, what's yours?
So I know that everyone's going to disagree with me, but my mom and I used to sing this song.
Little Black Rain Cloud?
Yes! We used to sing that song when I was a kid. What? And you know, when Pooh jumps into the pile of mud, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out and he's just covered. And at first I was like, oh no, where is this going? Like, oh, this could very well not age well. This could be very, very bad.
No, I'm and a little black rain cloud, of course.
What are you? And he goes, I'm a little black rain cloud. And I was like, oh, my heart. And
phew.
Oh my gosh. Like, I just love that song. It just reminds me of my childhood. And I did watch this as a child.
Especially when I think this bees, S-U-S-P-E-C-T something, as if the bees can't like would recognize suspect.
Yeah. It's just so good. That's mine.
I wasn't sure if anyone would take this, and it's not really a song, but I have a thing for, and the rain came down, yeah. Rushing, rising, uh-huh. That's the song
that gives me like PTSD from Crystal Palace, because that song plays in Crystal Palace.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Oh, I just had a flashback. Woo.
Yeah, and I think it's great that I think we didn't plan this ahead of time, guys. We actually, these are our true favorite songs, and there were no rules against doubling up or anything. So those of you watching along, what's your favorite song? Okay. What's your favorite song from Winnie the Pooh? It's just so many. I mean, it's the Sherman Brothers. So I'm sorry. And none of us mentioned the Winnie the Pooh theme song. I mean,
right.
Just how where the verse is almost more iconic than the chorus. The deep in the 100-acre wood. You guys really don't want me singing. So, except, and there's Owl. That part I can do. so many great songs. Okay, I'm going to do this one a little differently. I want you to think about what character you are, what character you most identify with, and we're going to try and name it.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. And why not?
No,
you want to pass for a minute?
No, I'll go first.
Okay. No.
I know. I've got to think of which one. Well, I'll see what you three come up with, because I have three in my head that could work.
Hey, Pete, what's your thoughts?
Well, of the four of us, Kate is most like Tigger. I don't know if Tigger is the character she's most like of all of them, but she's certainly got some Tigger in her.
I agree with you, Pete.
The other one I was going to go with was Piglet. Just as pure a heart, and no, that's okay, and help everybody, and
scared a lot though. I don't picture Kate scared a lot. She might be internally, maybe, I don't know. Maybe you're internally Piglet, but
I was a mix. I was bouncing between Piglet and Tigger and Roo.
Bouncing,
bouncing. She's Tigger.
Yeah, I'm probably Tigger. I actually am probably more between Tigger and Roo. I love Roo. I think Roo, especially when Roo's like, Tigger's freaking out, but this is awesome.
Swing on a spider's web. Swing on a Tigger's tail.
All right. So now we're doing Pete.
We're doing Pete. My initial response is rabbit. He's an engineer, so there's that.
Yeah.
I think Winnie the Pooh, he's lovable and everybody loves him and he's kind.
That's so nice.
Like, mm-hmm. And I've gotten to share meals with him. Like, I don't know. I think Winnie the Pooh.
And I'm always smeared in honey.
and Pete and I are both stuffed with fluff. So,
pretty stuffed with
fluff. Yeah, I'd probably go with Pooh.
Okay. Pete, what's your thoughts on yourself?
I was actually thinking rabbit also, though. I didn't think Pooh, but I get why you're saying that, and I do appreciate that because he's a good friend, so that's a nice thing to be compared with. But yeah, I was thinking I'm not quite as fuss budgety as I used to be in my younger days, but I definitely see rabbit in me.
Steve,
go ahead.
Steve is Pooh.
No, I was going to say Steve is Rabbit. Steve is Rabbit because I feel like if something was frustrating Steve, if I was frustrating Steve as Tigger and I was like, if I get out of this, I'll never do this thing again. And then I get out of it and I was like, I'm going to go do it. Steve would be like, no. You said.
And be Rabbit because especially middle school and be Rabbit. You might be Rabbit. You might want to be like Rabbit, but he's the patience he has to have.
See, I was kind of thinking, because of that, I was thinking Owl.
He's not pompous enough.
No, but I thought the like kind of the wise, the one that's always like telling stories and.
I mean that. I can see that too.
But I get Pooh also. I don't see as much Rabbit because I said I see Rabbit in me.
Yeah. Okay, Steve. So,
I have done the Pooh character test, which character you are, and I consistently come up with Piglet. But I see definitely. I do have a rabbit side.
I can see
Piglet. I can see Piglet too.
Yeah, I definitely have a rabbit side. I just hide it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be rabbit in the house and Pooh stuck in the hole facing the other way.
Okay, Kate goes last on this one for me because I know what she's going to say. So, okay, guys, me, who do you think?
You are.
I don't know because he's not, he's, Eeyore's just depressed. I'm trying to think who I would think of Derek. Actually, I would put him closer to Pooh than
Pooh. Kate.
He's Owl. He's Owl.
That's not who I thought you were going to say.
Really? Who'd you think I was going to say?
The same thing my wife says, and my wife has called me this since high school. Eeyore.
He certainly, you certainly get the grumpy part of it, but like to me, Eeyore, yeah, I always call him Eeyore. It's not right.
I would think Eeyore just gets more of the sort of the grumpy side, but not this necessarily the depressed side.
Right. I can see the complaining side.
I see Owl in him though too.
I can get Owl. Yeah. I can see Owl too. But and those with Owl and Eeyore, I mean, I've almost got to go with Eeyore because if my wife's watching, she would be yelling at me, no, it's Eeyore, it's Eeyore, it's Eeyore.
Can I make an observation though, as we kind of go through this? Do you feel like Winnie the Pooh was kind of the precursor to Inside Out? Because if you think about it, every character displays a different emotion.
And is allowed to feel that emotion.
Like what we were just saying, where you got the wise old owl who's kind of a know-it-all and is wise and is hilarious. You got Rabbit.
Anxiety. Who is
the plan, like the planner and the we're going to get this done. You got Piglet, who is fear.
Yeah.
And anxiety. You've got Eeyore, who is depression. You have Pooh, who is
sadness. Yeah,
sadness. But
I don't know who Pooh would be though.
Or sadness.
And you've got Tigger, who's joy.
Tigger is joy. Yeah, I don't know who Pooh is really.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
But if you think about it, though, it really is kind of Chris because Christopher Robin is the one who essentially like created these identities, these characters. So was this the precursor to Inside Out of these were all?
I can kind of see that. I like the fact how they don't try and change Eeyore. They, especially when you see it in the birthday one, which is not a part of this, where they try and cheer him up, but it's okay that he's not super happy all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
None of you said I was Gopher. So
it crossed my mind,
but he's not in the book.
Yeah, I'm not in the book.
Yeah, that was just something that crossed my mind while I was. I also feel like I read an article one time that was like the psychology behind Winnie the Pooh. And it just reminds me of Inside Out that and like you could all of. You need all of them, right? You need all of those characters to really make the story what it is. You can't lose Piglet. You can't lose Tigger. You can't lose Eeyore. You need all of them to make the story so overflowing.
Sam's actually got a discussion. Sam has me as Owl / Eeyore. Steve, she's got as Christopher Robin.
Oh, yeah. See, but I could see Pete being Christopher Robin too. Kate is Tigger.
Kate is Tigger. Yeah.
Other than that, I'm bossy. That would be about the only thing.
I'm curious what my husband. I'm going to text my husband. I'm curious what he would say. Which
are you?
So, I have a question for Kate.
Answer.
Did you feel that this movie misses a female voice? Because my wife and I were talking about again how that it pretty much holds up. But I was saying, well, if there's anything you would criticize about it, is that there's basically, you have one female character and she's basically the mom. And like, she doesn't really do anything that isn't being a mom.
Unless, do we know that Piglet's a boy?
I assumed it was because
it's voiced by a man. So,
you know what's funny, and I think because Sam is watching, I would love to know Sam's thought on this. But as someone who does notice things like that when women's voices aren't heard, or I actually didn't notice it.
I was just curious. I don't think it's a flaw in this movie. I mean, some movies I feel like you do miss that, because I mean, a lot of older movies were, you know, very centric, right? And sometimes it's pretty noticeable.
Because kind of going back to what I was saying about them being emotions more than characters, although they are characters. I get more caught up in their emotion than I do in their gender, if that makes any sense. So, like, it makes sense that Eeyore has a deep voice. Like, it's always mommy, blah, blah, blah.
And Piglet's way up here because he's scared.
Piglet is up here, even though he's a boy. Like, he's up here and he's anxious. Yeah, Sam said, agreed, since they're stuffed animals, this gender thing is less of an issue. It didn't bother me. I kind of want to go watch it again now with that thought in mind, though. Now I kind of want to go watch it again.
I really hesitate watching things trying to find something that is not there naturally.
Yeah, it didn't bother
Again, I don't see it as a problem at all. And I think Sam's point as well, they're stuffed animals. One of them could have been voiced by a woman. It wouldn't have mattered, you know, but I didn't know if it was like, if it felt like very male, but I think
it's a great question.
To me, it feels, and when we talk about reviewing it, to me, it feels very childlike. This movie does. So I think it works in that way, that it's appealing to all children, even if there aren't really, you know, a lot of female voices in there.
And nothing that happens is boy stuff or girl stuff. It's just stuff that happens.
Gender neutral. Yeah.
It's not like Peter Pan where he's off doing boy stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it also helps that some of the voices are higher, I think.
Yeah. I think also, if you think about it, it's Christopher Robin stuffed animals. A little boy is going to makes his stuffed animals boys. A little girl is going to make her stuffed animals girls, is usually how it works out, right? So, because it's what they're familiar with. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily mean for us to go that deep.
No.
That's a great question.
Any other thoughts, comments, anything else you wanted to bring up about it? Or are we ready to give it our picks at us?
I really enjoyed this movie. This is a movie, like I said, if someday I had a child, this is the movie I would put on. I will say, as an adult, be prepared for the last 2 minutes. Because it's
the same last 2 minutes as the end of Toy Story 3.
Yeah. It cuts you to the core. It is just, oh my gosh. Like, and okay, question. So the quote that always goes around, that everyone always shares whenever they're leaving something, and they're like, how lucky am I that I have something that makes saying goodbye to so hard? Is that from a Winnie the Pooh movie, or is that from a book?
No. I don't think it's either one.
Because it always quotes Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, it's the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it really is. I don't know, but.
So if you're listening to this and you haven't watched Winnie the Pooh, that's okay. At the very end of the movie, I almost said Peter Pan. Christopher Robin says to Pooh, like, I'm going to have to go away for a little bit or something.
Okay. Okay. It is not directly stated in the Winnie the Pooh books. It is widely associated with the character in A.A. Milne. So it is not really
a
quote.
Got it.
Now, it is an A.A. Milne. It is an A.A. Milne idea, but it is not truly in the books.
Okay. So in the movie, Chris Robin basically says, I have to go away. And he says, will you remember me? And Pooh says, I will always remember you. And then it says, in the Hundred Acre Wood, there was always a bear waiting. There's that he knew that if he ever came back, there would always be a bear waiting. And I'm getting teary eyed just saying this out loud. Like, hey, Mel, why you gotta come in here with your heffalumps and your woozles and then make me feel things? Right. Like, so this was just, I almost want to say it's ahead of its time, but I don't think that it's timeless. It's timeless.
I would truly say this movie is, I would even say this movie is more timeless than our one we watched last week of Cinderella.
What did we watch last week?
Cinderella. No. So Cinderella's coming up in a couple weeks. Sorry.
That's right.
Last week we watched Sister Act. No, spoiler, in a couple weeks we're going to be doing Cinderella. But I think I would say this is more timeless than Cinderella.
What I would like now is go back and watch the new Winnie the Pooh movie.
Oh, it's fun.
And compare the two.
It's fun. It's not this, but it's fun.
Sure.
Sure. Okay. As we always do, we do rating cups of pixie dust out of 5. 5 being perfect, 1 being never, ever again. Kate, what are you going to give me?
I'm stuck between a 3.5 and a 4 because I think that there is rewatchability here. And like I said, if I ever had kids, I probably won't go rewatch it just by my own self. But if I ever had kids, I think I would show this to my kids. So I'm going to say 3.5, but I might change it to a 4 depending on what you jokers say. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, that's the problem I had when thinking about this, because I usually rate it based on me being, here's how much I would watch it or tell someone else to watch it. But for me, this was a kids movie. It very much was. I mean, I enjoyed it. Okay. I hadn't seen it in a long, long time. I probably saw it once or twice when my daughter was younger. So on that rating, I would rate it low. But as a movie to show your kids and watch with your kids, I would rate it very high because I think it's a wonderful movie. And you know, great characters. And, you know, I think it's a movie that your kids can watch at a fairly young age because there's nothing really scary in it. So I'm going to give it, because of that, I'm going to give it a 3, because I would give it like a 2 for me, but a 4 for me with my kids.
Did you watch that with your daughter?
Yeah, I mean, we watched a lot of Disney movies. This was not one that she watched a lot, but she did.
Wasn't in the rotation.
Yeah, well, none of it was rotation. It would always be like, oh, now I'm watching Lion King, and I will watch this one movie for 6 months every day. Yeah, well, there's a lot of kids.
I would be curious on her thoughts on the animation of it. Now.
Oh, I didn't talk to her about it. You know, it's got that, I always call it post Sleeping Beauty heavy line.
And the zero, it almost looks like the Xerox type style. It's the,
right.
It's the 101 Dalmatians. It's, you see, there are times where you see
the lines.
See the lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I don't personally, that's probably one of my least favorite phases of Disney animation from the animation standpoint, which was, as I said, to me, it was 101 Dalmatians, Sword in the Stone, Jungle Book, Robin Hood, all of those had that style. Yeah. Black Cauldron, they were getting out of it by then, but that movie just stinks.
That movie's terrible. Yeah.
But so animation wise, it's fine. It's not, there's nothing spectacular about it, I don't think, but there's nothing wrong with it either. You know, good character animation, but yeah, I'm going on way too long here for pixie dust rating. So just put me down for a 3.
And I'll make it short, but I'm with Keith. I like it that it's sort of a classic and it's held up. I feel like I watch and it doesn't feel like it's dated. So I'm giving it a 3.5.
And as is typical on these older movies that I remember from my childhood, I'm going to be the highest score. I'm going to give it a 4.
You are going to give it a 4. I was wondering what you were going to give it.
Because if this is on, like, there was a time this would pop up every once in a while on the Disney Channel, mm-hmm. a while ago. If it's on, I'm stopping and watching it. There are very few things that would make me not watch this. Now, only reason it's not higher for me, honestly, is because the third one gets a little long.
Which one was the third? Was the third one?
Tigger 2.
The Tigger. That's
where Tigger gets stuck in the tree?
Yeah, that one gets a little long.
Okay.
For me. The first half of that one gets a little long. So, guys, I think bottom line, though, is this is a very good movie that is worth a watch for all ages. At least if you've never seen it, watch it.
I agree.
So, Kate, we actually have some Disney Plus news.
We have a lot of Disney Plus news. First of all, Moana 2 will be coming to Disney Plus on March 12th, the day before my birthday.
And we will be watching it probably sometime early April, to be perfectly honest, just because of timing and different stuff. So, but it will be coming.
I have big feelings on this next one. The Punisher, in addition to his appearances in Daredevil, will be receiving a Disney Plus presentation sometime this fall. This will be similar to Werewolf by Night.
So it'll be like a one-hour, one-off.
I hate this. I am not okay with this. Don't think that this fits with the Disney Plus branding at all.
That also kind of brings us to the Daredevil part, where Daredevil, we will actually not be reviewing Daredevil on this show.
I can watch it and report back.
You guys can, I know you can watch
it
and report
back. I'm going to watch it too, but I'm just wondering, because the problem is I never finished the original Daredevil, and I've been trying to rewatch it, but I don't have a lot of free time, so I'm only in season two. So I'm just wondering if I should try to finish the first three seasons, or just watch it without having, maybe I'll just watch it without having
first episode. And then if you feel like you need to go back, go back.
I can't imagine they're going to make it so you have to have seen the stuff before.
Especially because the stuff before is still on Netflix.
No, it's on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. What's next?
Yeah. Let's see. Well, so the only other thing I want to say on The Punisher is they're either going to water it down so much that it's not The Punisher, but if they do it correctly, it's not suitable for Disney Plus.
Well, and rewatching, because I said I did watch the original first season and a half of Daredevil, rewatching it, I forgot how violent it is and not like Deadpool. Haha, violent.
No.
or you know what? I don't know what to call it, because Deadpool's pretty, violent too, but it's.
Deadpool is so over the top. It's
right. It's so over the top. It's kind of more funny than it is violent. This is. The show is brutal. Daredevil is brutal. And I know Kate said Punisher is worse. And honestly, it makes me not want to watch, because Daredevil's like just on the. And I don't mind the Deadpool violence at all. That stuff, I found that movie hilarious and I loved it. Daredevil, watching season one and into season two, there's stuff in there that's like, I'm like, it's gruesome. I'm sorry.
Daredevil was probably my favorite, one of my favorite of the non-Disney. I mean, WandaVision takes all, like WandaVision wins everything, but I would be interested, Pete, if you went and just watched the first, just a couple episodes of Punisher. I would be interested to know your thoughts.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying Daredevil. Well, I really liked the first season. The second season so far, not as much. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I did enjoy it. I enjoyed it the first time I watched it, but I didn't remember, because I watched it with my wife and she does not like that kind of violence. And having watched it again, I'm like, I'm surprised you sat through this season with me.
I love you.
Because there's stuff in here that's nasty, and that's just for people at home that, if you have little kids,
no,
don't. I hate saying don't watch Daredevil, because I know some people that show their kids really awful stuff, but
really don't show them from The Punisher.
What I would say is
watch it
first before you let your 10 and under kids watch it, I would say.
Yeah. All right. So continuing on, Walt Disney Animation and Pixar will no longer be producing long form animation for Disney Plus. They will instead be turning back to features. This means that short items like Olaf Presents and Zootopia Plus may still happen, but no series or direct movies.
So like the Win or Lose series is kind of a one-off then from Pixar. Any kind of features headed straight to Disney Plus are done. So, I mean, the whole series, they have canceled a bunch of series that they've turned into, like the Moana was originally supposed to be a series and they turned it into a movie.
And there was supposed to be a Tiana series that they talked about for ages.
You haven't read the news. Kate, what's our next news item?
Next news item. On a related note, the previously announced Tiana series has been canceled, with the princess now being headed toward a special on the service instead. The creator said they couldn't make the story go where they wanted the budget. The creator said they couldn't make the story go where they wanted with the budget they were given.
$12.
Yeah.
$12.
So $12.50, because you got to add tax to that one beignet sundae. If you're ever at Port Orleans French Quarter and you get the beignet sundae, it's like $9, and you get like 6 beignets and like 4 scoops of ice cream. It's huge. And
do they put the ice cream on top of the beignets?
Yes.
I feel like that would ruin the beignets.
Oh, so too.
No, sorry. No, the ice cream is the marrow. The beignets are kind of like tucked around the outside. Oh, it's phenomenal.
Okay, well, Derek, I know what we're having next time we're in Orlando together. I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah. Oh, the beignet sundaes of Port Orleans French Quarter. Oh, they're fantastic.
Wild. Okay, and last but certainly not least, Mufasa will be Mufasa will be on Disney Plus by the end of March. We'll continue to treat this the same way we have with all other live actions lately, meaning we're probably not going to watch it.
So I haven't seen it, but I want to defend Mufasa that it is not just a copy paste of a Disney movie, right?
It's not Lion King 3, copied and pasted.
No, it's okay. I don't know if there is a Lion King 3. There's a Lion King 2.
It's terrible.
I've seen Lion King 2. I don't know if there was a Lion King 3, but
I would say 2.5 is hilarious.
1.5. It's called 1.5.
1.5 is hilarious. Yeah.
1.5. And they're actually talking of doing live action 1.5, which is a terrible idea. But
you can only do that if you actually get Nathan Lane and Ernie Costello. Is that the name? Is that the guy
who was right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
But I haven't seen it, but I do want to see Mufasa, because as I said, it's not a story. Oh, look, we got cats.
We got cats.
Jellicle cats.
I'm the only one that locks their door. We'll have people watch it. If people like it, we may throw it into rotation. It will not be hit early. Has anyone on here seen it?
No,
not yet.
No.
Okay.
I don't do live action movies. I never saw live action Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella.
Yes. Hey, I don't either. So
no.
And I'm not going to watch. We were talking beforehand. Live action Snow White comes out in 2 weeks, and other than a couple ads during apparently the Oscars, there's been like nothing. Normally, this would be getting a huge ramp up from Disney.
I think it's got such negative press that they've basically cut the marketing budget.
Basically, they're putting out and cut their losses type thing. Because
I think that's what's going on, because
from the look of things, I think the dwarves are CGI.
Yes, and they were originally weren't going to be dwarves. They were going to be magical creatures, and they changed them to be dwarves.
Well, you almost have to. I'm sorry, you almost have to. So anyway.
Yeah, but I think it's not looking to open well or do well, and I think they're basically cutting their losses at this point. And
yeah,
I would hoping agree. To sell a bunch of popcorn buckets.
Okay, so as I've said, in 2 weeks I am going to be at Walt Disney World, where Splash Mountain has been made into Tiana's Bayou Adventure. I have never seen Princess and the Frog.
What?
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 You don't know the Shadow Man?
Oh, he's one of my favorite villains.
I have never seen Princess and the Frog.
I'm so excited for next week now.
Yeah.
That's what we're watching next week is Princess and the Frog. I promise to give this a fair shake. I truly do.
It's so good. Pete, you're a Princess and the Frog fan, right?
It's sadly between its failure and then the Winnie the Pooh new Winnie the Pooh movie, like re-put the nail in the coffin of 2D animation at Disney, which is a complete shame because it is a great movie. It has become much beloved, but it bombed at the box office. And I remember we went to it opening weekend because we went Friday night and we were going to Disney on Saturday, and they had a Tiana when the movie was out, they had a Tiana parade. Great. And then they all went on the riverboat, and then they were singing the songs on the riverboat as the riverboat went by. So it's tied to me to a Disney vacation when my daughter was like 8 or something like that when that movie came out. But I love that movie. I love the music from it.
Arguably some of the best, in my opinion, arguably some of the best Disney music.
Yeah.
That jazzy Creole.
Yeah. Okay, that is a huge statement.
Oh, the music is so good.
It is Randy Newman who did the Toy Story songs.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I said I'm coming to this completely blind. I know who Lewis is. I know who I can recognize the characters, but I know basically, other than it's the Princess and the Frog story, I know very little of the story. I think I have the basic outline of it, but other than that, yeah,
I'll be curious because it of the modern Disney movies, it feels like the most, to me, it feels like the most of a throwback. We shouldn't be discussing it so much, but it feels more like a throwback to the olden days than most of the modern Disney movies.
I'll make a bold prediction. I think Derek's going to give it a 3.
Now, you got to remember.
That's pretty high.
Okay, you got to remember, 3 is rewatchable. Yep. So
I feel confident in my answer. I think you're going to like it enough to give it a 3.
Okay. We'll see. So. We do have March fairly well planned out.
Take your whiskey out, though.
I'm saying I had a bottle next to me tonight, but guys, if you have suggestions on what we should watch, please email us at plusplatoon@gmail.com. Send us a message, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you want to see us do more live shows like this, please let us know. We are more than happy to. We have new episodes coming out Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Pete, and Steve, Gina, who will be back up producing with us next week, Sam, thank you for jumping in, and everyone who watches either live or later, thank you so much, and we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Oh, bother.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @PlusPlatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.